Welcome, everybody, to the patriotic episode! Yeah! This is where I go patriotic, and you guys go to sit and watch. Aren't you guys so lucky? No, but the 4th of July is coming up soon, and I really, really, really want to basically celebrate it a little bit earlier with you guys. So hopefully you guys enjoy. And, if I go this week, I want to be on a high note. This is the reason why. And, yeah. So, hopefully you'll enjoy this patrioticness of the 4th of July madness right now. But, really, hopefully you get to actually focus on why we celebrate the 4th of July. And not just something like, ooh, we see fireworks. Oh, pow, pow, pow. Awesome. No, I really kind of want to, hopefully I can bring home with this what I want to do, and I'm literally looking forward to this episode. I've been looking forward to this episode for a while, and I'm pretty much had no clue what I was going to do until just last night. So, yeah, not just last night, two nights ago, basically, I figured out this is what I'm going to do. So hopefully you guys enjoy, and so we're going to start this off with a little bit of music and a little bit of awesome. So, Lesh is going to perform Proud to Be an American. If you guys are out there and you're Canadian or British or whatever, be proud to be that. So this isn't just for an American. This song could be for anything, if you think about it. Change the lyrics up and it could be for that. But this is what we're proud for. So bring it on, Lash, because you know you're going to be awesome. Yeah. Epic awesome. Completely. So without further ado, come on, Lash. Bring out Proud to Be an American. Are you?
If tomorrow all the things were gone, I worked for all my life, and I had to start again, had to start a brand new life, I'd thank my lucky stars to be living here today, 'cause the flag still stands for freedom, and they can't take that away. American, where at least I know I'm free, and I won't forget the men who died and gave that right to me, and I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. From the lakes of Minnesota to the hills of Tennessee, across the plains of Texas, from sea to shining sea, from Detroit down to Houston and New York to LA, there's a pride in every American heart, and it's time we stand and say, forget the men who died and gave their right to me, and I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the
Welcome back, everybody. And yes, we're going to be going back in time. Back to a simpler place in life. Back to a time to us would seem very simple and simplistic. Because with all the technology we have, they did not have back then. Which most of you are all quite aware of. But this is a time that in this land, that everybody was in either turmoil, afraid, because they might actually lose their lives, courageous, and standing for what they believed in. The year is July 4th, 1776. This is the year that the Declaration of Independence was signed, and the signers of this Declaration of Independence could have been killed if they had lost the war against the King of England and Britain. Now, they knew this risk anyways and took it, for they were courageous and wanting to stop. They wanted to live free. They wanted to stop the taxes. They wanted no taxation without representation. Now, why was this war started? Granted, yeah, they wanted more freedom, but why would they give up an alliance with the biggest power on the face of the planet? Which was Britain at that time. But, you know what? They persevered, and they took them on headstrong. And you know who won that battle. Americans took out the biggest power on the face of the earth. They defeated them. Not by much, but they defeated them. But, you know what? We know the outcome of this war. Everybody does, because Americans still stands. It's here, the land of the free and home of the brave. But let's look at this again, shall we? Let's go back in time further, a little bit further back in time. Before 1776 and that July 4th day. To a time that was after the Seven Years' War between Britain and the French in 1763, which Britain actually wound up winning that war. But the war took their toll on them, as all wars do. Now, America actually, the American colonies, really did send them all their nutritional stuff, all their raw materials to build chairs, wood, everything, which pretty much is the same thing. But, you know what, they saw that, and you know, they thought to themselves, you know, they haven't paid their dues enough. So, they taxed them. America wasn't too okay. You're taxing us. Okay. Whatever.
We'll deal with it. We'll deal. Yeah. We'll deal with it.
But then, all of a sudden, Britain put more taxes in. And America was stunned. Was just, what's going on? Seriously, Britain, what is going on? But Britain, every time that they would try more taxes, and more taxes would be laid on. And they were trying to tell them, what's with all these taxes? We're not represented. There's no taxation without representation. But Britain didn't care about that. King George III didn't care. He was getting his money, and that's all he really cared about. So they were through with it. They were fed up. And they just wanted free from the taxes. Because they were getting bled dry. And by the end of it, Britain had pretty much all their soldiers over there. And they could just go in and out of the houses as they please. Their freedom that they once had was gone. But, you know, that's it. That was the last straw. Now, this next song actually, I think, will betray what the Americans were thinking. This is really pretty much their whole look at the king, and basically, king of anything?
Keep drinking coffee, stare me down across the table while I look outside. So many things I'd say if only I were able, but I just keep quiet and count the cars that pass by. You've got opinions, man, we're all entitled to them, but I never asked. So let me thank you for your time and try not to waste any more of mine. Get out of here fast. I hate to break it to you, babe, but I'm not drowning. There's no one here to save. Who cares if you disagree? You are not me. Who made you king of anything? So you dare tell me who to be, who died and made you king of anything. But you'll never see. You're so busy making maps with my name on them in all caps. You've got the talking down, just not the listening. So who cares if you disagree? You are not me. Who made you king of anything? So you dare tell me who to be, who died and made you king of anything. Someone you tell me it's my turn to decide. Oh, oh, who cares if you disagree? You are not me. Who made you king of anything? So you dare tell me who to be, who died and made you king of anything? Oh, who cares if you disagree? You are not me. Who made you king of anything? So you dare tell me who to be, who died and made you king of anything? Let me hold your crown, babe.
Now we know why this war had to just even go on. That was because of their freedom was being taken away a little bit at a time. And they didn't want to see that go. They wanted the freedom of religion. The freedom to do whatever they wanted and whenever they want. And we reap that benefit today. And for that, I'm very thankful for. I'm very thankful. Now, I'm going to switch around moods now. I want to talk about our national anthem. Yes. Now, why should we be so prideful of it? I mean, it's just an anthem. Like, Canada's got an anthem. Yet they sing it with pride for some reason. But I believe in every anthem, there's a story behind it. And this is the reasons why we should never, ever, ever change the national anthem into Spanish. Because, really, Hispanics did nothing. It was all the Americans, and we speak English. And you better like it. That's all I have to say about that. But no, this national anthem was written by Francis Scott Key, and which is called the Star Spangled Banner. Now, the inspiration for this song came in 1815, when Francis Scott Key witnessed firsthand some British gunships all of a sudden bashing and crashing, bashing and crashing with their cannon fire. You could hear the whistling of the cannon fire from a distance, the loud bang of the boom. And yet, he was frightened. He couldn't believe that there could be nothing left of Baltimore. Nothing at all. He was scared. Until the dawn broke. And all of a sudden, the guns, it settled. The cannon fire smoke settled. Everything settled down. Then in the distance, he saw something amazing, something miraculous. He saw the American flag. He saw it. And yes, it was still standing. It was there. He was overjoyed by dawn's early light. That flag was still there. And he couldn't believe it. All that cannon fire, everything, it just blew his mind that that flag survived and survived and survived. And which this was the inspiration for this thing. Granted, it didn't really come into fruition until 1931, which it was adopted. But it's still a really good song, even if it wasn't the national anthem. This song depicts on what we believe in, that we are brave, true, courageous, that we will stand up for freedom no matter what the cost. Yes, no matter what the cost. And you know what? Last year, in a few seconds, is actually going to be doing singing the national anthem. And as she's singing the national anthem, please listen to the words and know that that flag, by God's grace, that flag will go nowhere. That it'll always stand for freedom and justice for all.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming, and the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled
So I hope you see the reason why I like this country. I love this country with a passion. And yet though, hopefully you got something out of this episode. And hopefully I'm not just wasting my time. Because that's the last thing I want to do, is waste your time and mine. Whether I stay this week and compete for another week, or if I go this week, it doesn't matter to me. Because what matters to me the most is knowing that I live in a country that I'm free to do this. I'm free to really just do whatever I really want to do. And whether it's right or wrong, you have a choice. And that's the reason why I am proud to be an American. And that should be the reason why you're proud to be an American. And if you're something else, be proud of that fact. Stand up for your country. For even if you don't celebrate anything around this time, just be proud of your country anyways. Know that, you know what? That you would stand up for your country. That this isn't just a patriotic for the Americans, but this is also a patriotic episode for everybody. in the whole world. Now, granted, is it? Probably not. But hey, you can take it or leave it. So God bless America, and God bless you all for listening. Thank you.
God bless America, land that I love. Stand beside her and guide her through the night with a light from above, from the prairies, to the oceans, white with foam. God bless America, my home sweet.
So thank you all for listening, and yeah, I have to keep talking a little bit to make sure I'm actually on time. But you know what? Let's not end on a low note like this. Let's not end here. Well, let's go out on a high note. And you know what? That's what I'm going to do. Hopefully this episode really was good for you guys. Hopefully you guys enjoyed it. Majority of what I did was all by pretty much ad-libbed right on the spot. So hopefully you guys enjoyed. And yeah, so continue on, and yes, and have a great 4th of July or Canada Day or whatever day you're celebrating of the birth of your nation. Okay? So right now, you know, let's end up this episode with a little bit of sassiness, shall we? Lash, you know what to do. Give me that fever.
There he goes, my baby. so slow. Sexual tic-tac-toe. Yeah, I know, we both know it isn't time. No, but could you be my mind? We'll never get too far, just you, me, and the bar. Tell him menage a trois. Summertimes, oh, would you be my mind? Oh, would you be my mind? Would you be my mind? Oh, baby, the light's on, but your mom's not home. I'm sick of laying down alone. Hey, with this fever, fever, yeah. Fever, fever, yeah. There it goes, you stole my soul and soul. Cause sweetheart, no, no, nobody I know, no, knows me all kind of fine. Ooh, a time to be my mind, mine. Let's get inside your car, just you, me, and the stars. Can a menage a trois, summertime's over.